How do I become a more generous person if there is a constant underlying worry about having enough? Money for living, retirement, etc. How to create a sense of abundance within so I can freely give to others? Well, I think that's one of the really important things to be looking at is the constant underlying worry about not having enough, because there's and it's not that it's not real and we shouldn't pay attention to it, but there is a you know, like the whole economy of, say, Western countries functions quite happily on a perception of lack. Everything is built on not having enough. So you have to have more in order to be happy, to be comfortable, to be secure, to be safe. And the Buddha builds a very different economy. He builds an economy of gifts, an economy of giving. And when we live from that place of giving and sharing, then we create networks of community. We build networks of human connection, and that's oftentimes what's missing in that constant drive to have enough. Because we're focused on things usually, and that keeps us from really experiencing a sense of abundance. I remember really clearly. I remember earlier in the retreat, I was talking about a lay person who Ajahn Chah taught how to be a village doctor, and he was one of the regulars at Wat Nanachat and was kind of one of the linchpins of establishing the monastery in the early days. So he'd come pretty much every day and help out at the monastery in the setting up of the monastery and helping out, making sure everything was done. Remember one time we were sitting around doing some work or something. We were just sitting and talking to him. I remember him sitting and he's carving something or other. And we're talking. It was a few of us. He said, you know, I don't have any money, but I'm not poor. And because that's how he lived his life, giving. And like as a village doctor, you don't actually charge for anything. You go and treat people, look after people, and then if those people have things to share to give, then they will give to that person, and that's how that person lives. And that sense of abundance is an inner quality, because especially in those days, northeast of Thailand was very poor, so on a material level, but people were always shared, and they learn it from the time they're little kids. Remember one of the being struck by that. Oftentimes when there'd be a death or a house blessing or something, the monks would be invited to do chanting, have a meal, or whatever. And the villagers would always want to give you something special to like to drink, so especially in the afternoon, so it'd be like a cold Pepsi, and that was a big deal, so you get a cold Pepsi, a bottle of Pepsi, and they'd always drink a little bit, and we tend to do that. We'd drink a little bit, and then give it to the kids. Or give it to the adult, and everybody would share. It wasn't sort of like the adults sort of you have to share. And it's something you learn from the time you're really little, and you see that example around you all the time of people always sharing, always giving, always helping, and that's just a part of village life, and it's. And they didn't have much money, but they weren't poor, and because so much of being poor, I mean, there are obviously some circumstances where you really are struggling, but that sense of also poor is also a state of mind, and most. Say of us in a Western culture, we've got a lot. Again, because I've lived in very simple circumstances, and you realize you don't actually need very much. Mm-hmm. Just human life is actually not that complicated.